Alright, we're learning Maisa Bishukas Yehu. Again, we're trying to bring a riot to the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. If Asu Veshamai Kedivrehim or Layasu. So the Gemara brings a riot from a Maisa that happened with Veshamai. Maisa Bishukas Yehu, Shoysi Bishalayim, Vaisa Nakuva Lemikva. Vachal Tahara, Shahayu Bishalayim, Nasin Agaba. So there was a nekev in the mikveh. Why was the nekev there? So apparently it seems from the Gemara, Rashi says that it was to connect the water in Shukas Yehu to a proper mikveh, which was Bitsida, Rashi says. And Beishamai made it bigger. Beishamai holds that the connecting hole has to be in right of the wall. But Tanan, Yerv Mekfais, Shveres Hanai, Bovya Bechalala, Bovya, Ubechalala, Kshnei Etzbais, Shveres Hanai, Bovya, Bechalala. That's mean it's thickness and all the way through, Kshnei Etzbais, Chayzer Silmekayman. Shmami Na Asu. So the Gemara brings a raya from here that Beishamai also could have raya, because they went and they changed the Shukas Yehu to fit their opinion. So yesterday we spoke about Taisus. Let's chazer over the two sheetahs in Taisus. Taisus here of Mekfais asks that we have a contradiction. Our Gemara says the shear of Chibor for a mikvah and the water in the Shukas is a shveres hanoid, which is the way we pass it. But the Gemara in Gittin says that the shear is tefeach of naslat fiach, which is this thinnest layer of water that's connecting them. So Tosfos brings two terutzim, Rabbeinu Tam and Dari. Rabbeinu Tam says what appears to us to be a very strange terutz. Rabbeinu Tam says that the neck of itself has to be shveres hanoid. And the amount of water that's going through the Nekev only has to be Tefeach Amnaslat Fiach. So it's a bit of a pleiadic ashita. I don't know, hopefully we'll have a Hesber in it. What's the Hesber? The water, what's the purpose of the Nekev? It's only the water should go through. So who cares how big the Nekev is? If the water that goes through is only Tefeach Latfiach, so then what's the purpose of the whole Shveres HaNoid? Dava Pel. Tosfos the second kasha that a hole is round. And since a hole is round, if you have a thin layer of water going through, it's not going to be in the width of a shveres hanoid. On that kasha, Rav Moshe writes in the Dibros Moshe, I think it's Hara Ayin Gimel, that it's not really a kasha. If the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam is that you need a width of shveres hanoid, that's tefeach naslat fiach. So that's what you need. So if you're going to have a hole, it's taka true. It's not going to be enough a little bit of water because it's not wide enough. So you'll have to go and fill up half the hole. So you have a width of shveres hanoid. The halacha though is you need a width of shveres hanoid and a height of tefeach naslat fiach. So if you make a round circle, you'll have to have it higher, but not because halacha requires that much water. Just mainly you need. If you make a square hole between the two, so it'll be enough to fechem nasat fiyah. The kasha that a round hole doesn't have a width of shveres hanoid on the bottom, it's not a kasha. It's a kasha that the metzias is going to require more water. Not a halacha tikkatayin. But as Ramesh writes, the first tayin of tais is still a kasha. And it's Hashem, I hope to come back to answer. The Re has another shot. The Re, and we'll talk about the Re first, and hopefully we'll come back to Rabbeinu Tam. The Re says, Venera Le'Re is at the end of the medium-sized lines. Tosfos has the narrow lines, the wide lines are between the medium-sized lines, next to the last line, Venera Le'Re. Dahi denitzav katafis loylin yechibar mekvayis, ari elin yin hashaka. What is hashaka? So I told you yesterday, there are three reasons in Shas to connect two bodies of water. There are three possible reasons. Hashoka is if you have tamei water and you want to be metaret. Tamei dika water, you want to be metaret, you do hashoka. the water has to touch the water of the mikveh. How wide an opening do you need between, I have this big, this pitcher of water that became tummy, I want to be mitaret. How much does it have to open into the mikveh? So that is tefeach of naslat fiach. If it stays in the mikveh, then of course it's tar. The nitzuk, if you pour, the nitzuk is not matar. What's in the pitcher, that's the gemara of nitzuk is not matar. So, the one reason you would want to touch the water is hashaka, to be matar of the water. Now, there could be two additional reasons to touch water to water. One is, if you have mayim shuvim, which is the common case today, the case of the mikvahs in New York, all over the world, where you have water in one container, in one pool of water, which is shuvim, water somewhere else which is not shuvim, which is good water, and they're touching each other. That's the second reason you'd want to be touch water. Tosfos doesn't talk a word about shuvim. This middle case, we're going to talk about. Tosfos doesn't talk about. You have a third case. The third case is you have a mikveh that's not 40 sa'. It's 20, 30 sa'. Not kosher mikveh. It could be it's megashamim. But it's still not a kosher mikveh. A mikveh needs 40 sa'. If you're mechaber, a mikveh that's less than 40 sa', with a mikveh that is 40 sa', or even a mikveh of 20 and a mikveh of 20, and you mechaber them together, that connection makes a kosher mikveh. You don't have to tevel in both. You can tevel in one. As long as that one is connected to the other one, it's good enough. You have to make sure there's enough water to cover you. If there's not enough water to cover you, you're not going to be tar. But that's a third reason to touch mikvahs one to the other. Okay, so you have that clear? There are three sibis to touch mikvahs. To be mitar water, hashaka, to be mitar mayim shuvim, and to make a shear of a mikvah. So let's look at the re. The Ri says there are the nitzvah katafis loylin yechibur mikvayis ayri elin yashaka. It's not talking about chibur mikvayis connecting two mikvayis which are chaser. It's talking the yashaka dim yesh kamayim tveim umeshikam enar umechaber nayde nitzvah katafis umashkotay feyach ein chibur. If you connect them, one of the other methods is nothing. Avot tefeach let fiach have a chibur. So comes out from this taisvus that it's from the Ri. That if you have a mikveh of 20 saw and a mikveh of 20 saw and you connect them, that's our Gemara, that's Shukasiyayim. If you have Mayim Tmeim and you touch it, then it's Tefeach HaMnaslat Fiyach is the Shir. Now obviously, we would all ask, what is the rehold in the middle case? By Mayim Shu'uvim, what do you hold? Mayim she'uvim needs shveras hanoi, like chibur mikvayis, or does mayim she'uvim need tefech nasat fiach like mayim tveim? Svara, you could see both ways, I guess. Mayim tveim to be mitar, does mayim she'uvim to be mitar than from the she'uvim? On the other hand, maybe it's like touching 220 saw mikvayis, make a complete mikvah. So there's a machlekes rishayim. This teretz of the Ri is the ikka teretz in halacha. There's a machlekes rishayim by mayim shuvim, by our mikvahs. The mechaber holds you don't need shveras hanoid. The mechaber shita in Simur Reish Aleph is that you don't need shveras hanoid. It's enough a thin connection. A klipas hashum. A klipas hashum is an expression for tveach naslat fiach. It means a very thin connection is enough. And that's the shita of the Rashba. The Ramah says that Mayim Shuvim also needs Shver Sanoi. That's shita of the Rosh. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Rosh and Gittin held that way. But the Ramah brings it from the Rosh that you need Shver Sanoi. So we have here, as I said, three reasons to connect water. The Ri says the two extreme cases. The middle is the Machlekes Rishayim. And we're going to go now to try to understand the Svara of the Ri and then maybe be able to figure out what the Rishayim argue about. Okay, what's the Svara of the Ri's Shita? Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam, Hilchis Tumas Eichle Perek Zayin, doesn't mention the Rebbe by name. He's going on the Rambam. But in the Shiurei Reb Shmuel, here in Yevamis, he tells Reb Chaim is talking about the Re. It's the same Shita. Reb Chaim asks why it should be that way. The Rambam and the Re both hold that Shveres Hanoid is for mikvahs that are chaserim, and a thin connection is good enough for Tumas, for Mayim Tmeim. Why? What's the hesber? Why should it be that way? Reb Chaim, it's interesting, in this kasha, he asks it very strongly. If you take a look, he says that the whole din of Hashaka, well, why does Tumei water become tar? No other food in the world becomes tar. You can't take a fruit and title it in the mikveh and make it tar. You can't take a candy and title it in the mikveh. You can't take a drink, wine or juice, and title it in the mikveh and make it tar. Only water becomes tar. So Chaim brings that it's a gzeres hakasav of mikveh mayim yiyatar. That a mikveh mayim, which water is connected to the ground, that's a mikveh mayim yiyatar is tar. So if the halach of hashaka is that the water that touches the mikveh is part of the mikveh mayim yiyatar, so then what's the difference if it's being mashlim the shir of the mikveh, or if it's being mitar the mayim tmeim? Chaim yes in this kasha in a very strong lashon. He doesn't come back later to explain exactly how it plugs back to answer the question, but that's what this is the way of Chaim yes the kasha. Yeah, when he asks it, he asks in a very stark lashon that the two dinim are one din. Why should one need shveres hanoid? It won't be enough to fechem naslat fiach. It's the same idea. So Reb Chaim answers, of course, by saying that there are two dinim in waters touching each other. What he gives names to it. One is a din of chibur mikvais, and one is a din of iruv mikvais, like the lashon of the Mishnah here in the Gemara. B'tanan iruv mikvais shveres hanai. So Reb Chaim says there's a halach of chibur and a halach of iruv. What's the difference between chibur and iruv? Reb Chaim says the following. Chibur is when two things touch each other. Two things touching each other don't necessarily become one. But from touching each other, a certain dinim, dinei tuma, are conferred by touching. You touch a mace, you become tame. Dinei tuma go by being mechuber to something that's tame. Eruv, the word eruv implies that two things are mixed together, they're one, combined. It's a combination, the two together are one. Zakt Reb Chaim, it's a pashut svara. To be metayer mayim tmeim, it has to be mechuber lemikva. It has to be connected to a mikvah. That's Tosis Lashon. That it's a chibur mikvahs. Mashka tefech ein chibur, ava tefech latfiach have a chibur. Chibur means that it's touching it. To put on tumah, it's enough to touch. To take off tumah, it's enough to touch the mikvah. For chibur, it's enough any touching, even a thin layer, to feach v'naslat feach. For iruv mikvahs, you want to make the two mikvahs should be one, it should be mamish one mikvah. You have 20 saw and 20 saw, and now you want to tovel in one pool of 20 saw, you can't tovel in a pool of 20 saw, you need 40. The fact that it's touching another 20, that's not good enough. It has to become one mikvah of 40 saw. To become one mikvah of 40 saw, you need iruv mikvahs. Shveres hanoid is iruv mikvahs. Shveres hanoid. To mix the mikvahs and make them one, you need this amount of shveres hanoid. And in Mela, he explains the chilek between the two.
The Shach and Reish Aleph, a few lines, says the same exact thing. The Mechaber says that if it's, if you come from the tire of mikveh, that's more than 40 saw. And you know what? It says if it's kosher, you have to open it up and it's connected. And you close it and it's kosher light. And the Shachter, it says kosher light, and it's after on the one that already has 40 sub, but if it's kosher, then it says you have to keep it open.
It's chaser, you just have to keep it open because it can't be. Yeah, but that's that would be aleph bays even before this, because lamaisa you have to tell them 40 sa. If you open it, close it, then you're left with 20.
That if it already is 40 something type, you can close it. So you're saying an aleph making a tar, and
if it's 40 sa, you can close it. Okay, good. But you see, that's not coming for shuvim. Which is really a machlokes mechaber amar. But you're right. In the case of a mikvah chaser, so that's the idea that in the case of a mikvah chaser, that you need it to be, it should be one mikvah, and that's the chilik between the two. I don't understand how he answers this kasha from the gezeres hakasuv, mikvah ma'imi atar. Remember from a pasuk that tamei water in a mikvah becomes tar. Like, how did he answer the question exactly from the? The kasha, it's the same zeres hakasuv. I don't follow how Reb Chaim's answering it, but he's explaining api svara. I guess he holds that the Torah gave it over to be understood api svara. And api svara, this is the chilek. There's chivur mikvais, one din. There's iruv mikvais, the second din. What's the machloikis by Mayim Shuvim? So this Reb Chaim doesn't go into because he only explains the Rambam. As I told you, the Simla, the Sefer Lechem the Simla, from the Shlomo Gansri, the author of the Kitzer, he writes this Reb Chaim in a few lines in Siman Tzadik, Sivkot and Tzadik Zayin, there in Siman Resh Aleph, which is Hilchos Mikvayis. Sivkot and Tzadik Zayin, he says it in a couple of lines. Now, this idea that Ira Mikvayis to make it one each verse a night, and Chibur Mikvayis needs, it's enough. Klipas Hashum. It's enough to fech nasat fiach a thin layer. The machlokes by shuvim clearly would be how what shuvim is compared to. I have a body of mayim shuvim. I could hear the svara both ways. You can hear that it's tar because it's more oriv in the mikveh. We have a din that once I have 40 sa, if I throw in mayim shuvim, it stays kosher mikveh. So it's like throwing it into the mikveh. It's Iru Mikvais, and that's the Ramah Shita. Or you could understand that it's like a Maim Tmeim. You make Maim Tmeim, Ois Tmeim, Maim Shuvim, making Ois Shuvim. You can hear it both ways. And the Meila, this is what the Lomdis is Talian. Rather, he writes that there are those who understand that the Shaila by Mayim Shuvim is the Machloikis of Mayim Shuvim is the Rabbanon and Deraisa. A full mikvah of Mayim Shuvim is the Din Deraisa. Shaila, if in a Torah it's enough roiv, rainwater, Rubei Kekulei, and you have Mayim Shuvim. So the Simla, in the Lach of the Simla he brings, there are those who say that the Machloikis of Yinish Feres Adai, the Klipas Hashum, Machloikis of it's a Din Deraisa, you need a bigger share, Din Rabbanon you need a smaller share. And he's matmiya because he says even the Beis Yosef Paschnas is a din deraisa. So he's matmiya on such a shita. And therefore he goes with this svara to explain it al pi svara. So again with this Reb Chaim is a very clear understanding of the Ri. It's a thing is mistaver tuva. To be mitire water, it's enough a chibor. And to make it to one mikvah, you need what he calls Iru mikvah, you need something else. Now, Reb Chaim brings some rayas to this. I want to mention one of the rayas because it's going to have to do with something we're going to say in a couple of minutes. There's a Mishnah in Mikvah, the beginning of Perek Vav. Ukas Hama'ara. Ukas Hama'ara. We have all kinds of funny words here in the Masechta. Uka hainu guma. Why did you just say guma? I don't know. You have a hole in a cave. Eimat filim ba elam kain hayanukuva kisheferes hanoid. That to connect the water in this uka, which is missing the shear, to the mikvah which is next to it, you need sheferes hanoid. That's easy. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Eimasai bezman shehima medes atzma. Only if the wall could stand. The wall between the mikveh and the uka could stand. However, avalam eimim amed esatzma, but if the wall is a flimsy wall, it's going to fall. Matvilim ba kamayshehi, then you could tayvel. It says even kamayshehi the ulu b'shaydim taich means even if the nekev is less than a shver sanai, even if it's kasara, even a small nekev between them. This is the Mishnah that seems to say that a wall that's falling down is ice wall. I mentioned to you about this double mikveh. I mentioned it last year. The mikveh with the floor, that is a sheet of the Rishayim, that if the floor is not strong enough to hold a person standing on it, it doesn't count. It's as if it's gone. That's based on this Mishnah. That a wall, Sheinim Amedes, is not a wall. So, Frech Reb Chaim. What's pshat in this Mishnah? You have a mikveh, and you have a mikveh of begishamim, and you have a guma full of maim shuvim. You want to be mitarit, so normally the shveras hanayim. If the wall between them is ruua, if it's a bad wall, it's enough a mashal. Factor of chayim a manashach. If you say a bad wall is like it's not there, so why do you need a mashal? If the wall is like it's not there, you shouldn't need anything. Elamai. Now, fark, the wall is still there. If the wall is still there, you should need a shveras hanayim. What's the hesber in needing a mashuhu of water plus a bad wall? Why does the bad wall make up for the difference between shveras hanayim and mashuhu? If bad wall is like there's no wall, you shouldn't need anything. If bad wall is considered a wall, you should need shveras hanayim. So, Reb Chaim, very geschmack. He says you need iruv mikvais. When you have a bad wall, it's like the wall's not there. It's like it's one big mikveh. But 1 minute. So mayim shuvim is still mayim shuvim. It's not mechuber to the good water. You might have, this is a case, we have an iruv mikvah, it's like one big mikveh, but it's missing that the shuvim is not touching the megashavim. If it's totally not touching it, it's not touching it at all, it's not mechuber at all, how can you title in it? Can't title in it. There's a Gemara in Makis. No, it says that if you have still water, let's say the Mayim Yamagodl, if the water is still, and you pour in Mayim Shuvim and you're titling a Mayim Shuvim. I don't know there why it's not Mechuber. I have to figure it out. But the point is, it's a Drabbanan. But the point is that you need both. You need Iruv Mikvais, it should be one Mikvah. And you need that the Mayim Shuvim should be Mechuber to the Megashavim. So a bad wall is kilo, it's not there to make it one mikveh. It's an iruv mikvahs. But it's still missing that it's not mechuber. It's not touching. You still need chibor, which is b'mashu. So a chibor of the mayim shulim to the regular water, you need b'mashu. The water in the uka, well, it should be totally that machlokes. What I read to you is that it was Geshavim. I think that was here the Mishnayis. Well, there are Rishayim that hold that you always need Shveras Hanayim for Mikvayah, for Meshuvim also. But let's see, does it say here? Everyone uses a Lashon. He says yesh buka mayim ksherim pachsim emsa. That's the best thing. The uka is not shuvim. If it should be shuvim, it'll still stem like the rush. But okay, it's pachsim emsa, and this is how you can consider it mechubar. What? The reason they have it is so that the bottom water should mix, but they're afraid the top water is what? Mitzias, the bottom water. They, those who do this, mitzias hold that it doesn't mix. It's a physical fact. There's no nafasav and asasav. So if it doesn't mix, then it helps. In lumdis, it might not be there, but in mitzias, it prevents the nafasav and asasav.
If you have shveras hanayim anyways, so why do you need plexiglass?
Yeah, shveras hanayim anyway, why do you need plexiglass? You should do way less than a shveras hanayim.
No, I don't.
Well, they need a floor. Question is how much of a hole to make. They make Shreis Hanoi because it's not Pashut that we paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda. And it's a tirif. You could have a regular floor, Nachinami. You could have a regular floor. Lubavitch has a regular floor because they put it under the mikveh. They just do the plexiglass. It's just easier. And it's also the Raf for the Milsa. They add that and you gain the Shita. But you're right, once you have Shreis Hanoi, what do you need the Shita for? Nachinami. Okay, so this is the re. It's very geschmack. I think the whole re sheet is not confusing. It's like going to sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very geschmack, a smooth sheet, and it works very well. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, is very hard to understand. Why does the Shveris Hanoid help? So, in order to get to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to start from a totally different issue. There's a big cash on this Gemara that the Rishayim asked the Kesem Mishnah, the Rosh, and the Rash. All the Rishayim ask. We learned our Gemara, if we would be smart enough and not look up the Mishnayos and Mikvayos, we wouldn't have any problems. Because in our Gemara, what was Shukas Yehu? Shukas Yehu was a body of water that was chaser. It needed ear of Mikvayos. It itself was not a kosher mikvah. It needed to be mixed. And the Mela, that was the story of Shukas Yehu. If you look in the Mishnayos and Mikvayos, when it talks about Shukas Yehu, here the Nekudas are Shekas Yehu. But it says something slightly different. Here, it talks about a totally different Shaila. There's a halacha that Ein Tovlin B'Kelim. If you fill up a kli, you got a gigantic keli full of water, memsa. So there's a psul of tefillah bekelim. Even, you're going to tell me, of course, tshuvim. Even if the water is connected to a mayan, but you can't tovel in a kli. In a kli, you can't tovel. Let's say somebody has, by the ocean, he lives in Brighton Beach. He digs and he hits the ocean. So you hit the ocean, it's very easy to make a mikvah. You don't have to wait for rainwater. You create something with a hole to the ocean, and you don't want to touch the ocean. You drop a keli, it's gone. So you make a box with a hole into the ocean, and you get there in our shul, which is not far from Brighton. We dug an elevator shaft down, and we hit the ocean. We were planning originally to put an elevator in. And we hit the water underneath. It's a pachad. You look at water that's out of time. It's frightening. But Lamaisa, the mikvahs made that way. The mikvahs muhudarim. It's considered the mukubalim, considered a very big hither to have mei mayim. The Arizal's mikvah is mayim. Tzras is mei mayim. Mei mayim is a big hither in mikvahs. And if you have something like that, so you have the ocean, and you build it something to tie it. Now naturally, you would go and get yourself a big box, metal box, and put it in, and you can use it to tovel. There's a halacha of ain't tefillah b'kelim, that you can't tovel in a kli. In a kli itself, even if it's mechubah to the mikveh, you can't tovel. So what do you have to do? You have to make a hole in that kli in order to make it usable. So that's the halacha, that you have to make it ois kli. So you all learned already in many gemaras that how do you make a kli ois kli? You make a hole in it. So Perek Dal Mishnah Hay doesn't start with Shukas Yehu. It starts a foul. Hashaykes shebesela. If you have a shaykes, a hole, a keli made in a rock. Just looking how we tied your shaykes shebesela. Okay. Train to remember. Doesn't help too much. It's a Yiddish word of some sort. So, Eima Malam, you're anyway, Makachimba, it's a kli. You take a stone, you hollow out a kli, you can't use it to fill up water, you can't put the Eifa Pore in it, the Mazami Menu, and Tzuchat Samit Pasol, and the Pesal Samikva. Hoysa kli, the Chibra Besid. If you have a keli, and you connect it, so the Mishnah talks about it. The Gemara says, Nikva Mumata, if you make a hole in the kli, either on the bottom, We make it on the side of the kli, but it's low enough that it can't hold any water. It's at the bottom. Ksheira, nice kli. The kamiya benekah kishveras hanayim. So you take a kli, you want to be tevel in it. You have to make a hole kishveras hanayim in the kli. Then the Mishnah says, "I'm reading the Maseira. My extra bishul kasiyayu shaisik bishulayim was in the kli kishveras hanayim, but you'll call tarshu bishulayim nasan agaba." So it's this Mishnah saying, not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says Shukas Yehu was an issue of Irum Mikvais, was an issue of making a hole to connect to Mikvais, and Tosfos says it's Kasha. The Mishnah here says that they're talking about Eight Tefillah B'Kelim. You have a Kli, and the Shaila is how do you make an ice Kli? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that Beisil held Shveras Hanai, and Beishamay held that Shiv Chesruba. Very good. But it's different than this Gemara. So the Rosh and the Rash and the Mishnah is Dematmiya. There's a stira between the Gemara and here. So they're Matchik. You have to say that the Sefer the Mishnah is talking about Iru Mekvais. What they're doing in the same Mishnah is talking about Ashukas, or talks about Ashukas, or Shaykas. It's a big daichik. The Rambam says, talking about a broken kli. That's what it says in the Rambam. This Mishnah in Mikvais is talking about a kli, a tefillah b'kelim, and you have to make a hole. They still hold shveras hanayim. They shall be hold shifchas ruba.
It's a big enough rack that holds 40 sum. The Ramayla of the Shaila is Yerubu. The Ramayla of the Shaila is Yerubu. As well as the
Shaila is Yerubu. It's a Shaila of... Yeah, but why did Beis Shammai come and do at Shifchas Ruba? Who says they did at Shifchas Ruba because of Yerubu Mikvais? It could be they did at Keli. I mean, it would be good anyway. Yeah, but our Gemara says, V'tanan, Yerubu Mikvais Shveras Hanai. It's funny, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says. Gemara seems to say, not Gemara clearly says this, talking about Yerubu Mikvais.
In order to make it eight places, you have to have Yerubu Mikvais.
No, because if you have a full kli, and let's say the mikvah, you put it in the mayon, and over it, the mayon is running over it and into it. You have 100 shveras hanayim running into the kli. You go to a regular mikvah. You go to a mikvah, you put a kli in the mikvah, and somebody goes into the mikvah, he stands in the kli and he tivels. It's no good. Even though there's a complete ear of mikvahs on top, the mikvah is going into it. It doesn't matter. You ain't feeling the kelim. Feeling the kelim itself is us. So the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, "What are you going to do with Yevamis?" So he said, "Tzarach Leimer Shnei Shukas Yehu Hayu." There are two Shukas Yehus. There's one Shukas Yehu here, and there's one Shukas Yehu in Yevamis, and there are two different Shukas Yehus. Aye, there's a star. It says on the sign, "Mikvayis Perik Da Mishnah." Hey, not. That's the Kesef Mishnah says. There are two Shukas Yehus. So there's a Pella. What's the Pella that there are two Shukas Yehus? Look at the Lashon. Ma'aseh b'shukas yehu, sh'aseh b'yushalayim. It's funny that he uses such a Lashon. V'hoyu v'kol ha'tarish o'y b'yushalayim nasas agaba. It's like saying there weren't two. It couldn't have been two, and both of them kol ha'tarish o'y b'yushalayim o'y nasas agaba. It's funny, b'chlal, to say there's one mikveh in Yerushalayim that everyone used. I don't know. But Kol Tarash HaMishayim is Nesal Gaba. Unless there were two different times. It could be one was a one time period, one was a different time period. The other Mahalach, to answer the Rambam, which is in the second half of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is the second shot. You look at it. I think the Mahalach is the following. The other mahalach is to say that these two dinim are totally zebizeh. The whole shveras hanayim to make iru mikvais and the whole to make ois kli hainuhach. Why? Because what do you have to do? You have to make that wall should be ois wall. It shouldn't be a wall anymore. You have a wall. Now if it's a kli, you have to make it ois kli. It shouldn't be chashav a kli anymore. If I have a mikvah with mayim shuvim and a mikvah with mayim megashamim. I have to make that wall lose a chashivas of a wall so it should become one. The other way to understand the Rambam is to say that these two atolis are bizarre. That's Hainu Haf. The whole Shveres Hanoid ruins a kli, and the whole Shveres Hanoid makes it ois wall. To be a chash of a wall, to separate two things, it can't have a whole Shveres Hanoid. A whole, now, obviously, if it's a wall that's not holding liquid, a whole Shveres Hanoid is not a big deal. But a wall that holds liquid, a whole Shveres Hanoid makes it ois wall. So Lagabe Kehli, it makes it ois wall, and Lagabe this, it makes it ois wall. In other words, it's all one din. That's the Kesef Mishnah Sekeh Mahalach. That's all the same lumdis. The lumdis is, the whole is mevatel the wall. So, ain't filo b'kelim, the whole is mevatel the wall. And for Irim Mikvais, the whole is mevatel the wall. Just like an ukas, if the wall's not choshev, it's not choshev. Here, the whole is mevatel the wall. Makes it ice wall, it's not choshev, and it's one. This is, the way I understand, the second mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah. Adka. When I finished learning this, I realized that if you go with this lumdis, that the purpose of a Sheferes Hanoid is what? Is to ruin the wall. Then Rabbeinu Tam is so geschmack. The Amar Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis, which you couldn't understand. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? A hole has to be Sheferes Hanoid. Water, the water could be a teeny bit of water. So he asked, so who cares the hole is a Shveres Hanoid? If the water is not going through it, what's the purpose of the hole? That was not Kasher Rabbeinu Tam. Why have a hole if water is not going through it? According to this, it's very geschmack. The purpose, Rabbeinu Tam will say, the purpose of the hole is not water should go through it. The purpose of the hole is to make the wall not have a chashivas of a wall. To be mevatel, the chashivas of a wall, you have to make a hole in the wall. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah is learning in the Rambam. That just like to make a hole in a kli, it's mevatel l'chshivas in a kli. To make a hole in the wall is mevatel l'chshivas in the wall. Like that, this Rabbeinu Tam, which otherwise is almost impossible to understand, who cares about a Shveres Hanoid if the Shveres Hanoid is not holding water? Like this is very geschmack. So we have a mahalach in the Ri, Chaim's mahalach. We have a mahalach Rabbeinu Tam based on the Kesef Mishnah. So it turns out very geschmack. Let's turn the Yamid. The Gemara answers, Hasamarayai Malafushimayhu Dekah. The same terrors as before, that there's no less is going to do, because Lafushimayhu Dekah. Let's see the next Toshma. I know many of you didn't learn it, so let's learn Gemara together. Toshma. Omer Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik. Kersha Yisi Lai Netaira Eitzel Rab Yechanan Hachurani. It was hunger years, and he saw his Rebbe, he doesn't know what to eat, just dry bread with salt. So he told his father, Reb Tzadik. So he told him, my Rebbe doesn't have food to eat. Omar li, hoylech loy zeisen, bring him some olives, let him eat some olives. Vahilachti loy, and I brought him olives. So this Rabbi Yechon Echarani has nothing to eat. But ra isam shein lachin. He saw the olives were wet. They were wet, meaning that they were in a keli, pressed together to a degree that oil, or whatever it is that runs out of the olive, had run out onto it. Amali ein ani yoichel zeis. He said, I don't like food. I don't like olives. Now, obviously, it wasn't that he didn't like olives. He had some frumah cheshbin. He didn't want to say. So he just said, Ein ani yoichel zeis. Basi veidati es abba. So he goes back to his father. He says he doesn't eat olives. A picky eater, you know, always got his dry bread. Not eating olives. So his father understood. There was some frumah cheshbon. Some reason he didn't want to eat it. What was his cheshbon? Amar li. Lech ve'emor loy. Go tell him. He realized, why wasn't he eating it? Because he was afraid the olives became tame. Now, if you pick a fruit off a tree, it can't become tame unless it's mukshal lekabel tame. He was afraid that the olives, now that they're wet from shemen zayis, that they're mukshal lekabel tame. So he realized that that's why he didn't eat it. So he said, "Lechem ola, you'll tell him something that'll make him eat it." Now you have to know. He didn't lie. He told him the truth. What?
He said,
Oh, he said, I don't eat olives. So it's true, he doesn't eat olives. First of all, you're allowed to say a lie, people shouldn't feel bad. But he wasn't lying. He says, what did he say? Ain't any echoes, I said, I don't eat olives. So he saw Salanta was once a guest somewhere, and they gave him to eat. He saw they didn't have enough food in the house. So he said, my doctor said I'm not allowed to eat this. So afterwards, someone asked him, what do you mean your doctor said you're not allowed to eat it? That's a lie. He said, no, it says in the Rambam that you're not allowed to eat from a suda she'ena mesapekes l'vayla. If you have a suda that's not enough for the person who owns it, you're not allowed to take from it. So Salanta said, the Rambam was a doctor. He's my doctor. So he's Mishana b'nei Hashalom. So ena ni'echel zaitzim. I guess it's true, he wasn't eating olives. Now you have to know a din by Mukshal Kabbal Tumah. If you have fruit that gets wet and you're not happy it gets wet, it's not Mashal Kabbal Tumah. We learn have Xeris HaKosev Ki Yuta Dumya De Kiyitein, that it has to be that you want it to be wet. And therefore Lech Ve'emar Aloi Chavis Nekuva Haisa. If you put it into a chavis and the olives squeeze one another, obviously they're going to get wet. But if you have a chavis nekuva, if you have a hole, what does that mean? You're megala, you don't want the liquid to stay in, you want the liquid to drain out. So why did it get wet? The little pieces of the olives that stuffed up the hole. But my das was that it shouldn't get wet, so it's not mokshul kabotum. The chavis of zeisim ugugalim, the chavis of zeisim that are mixed together. Beishamay oimrim ain't tzricha lenakev. They say loimrim tzricha lenakev. Everyone agrees that if you make a hole and it gets stuffed by shmarim, it's tar. So Mimele, he sent him a message. You're being machmir because you're like Mesilla. That's with the shmarim. I'm telling you that it's not a problem because it wasn't Moshul Kabbal Tumah anyway, even like Mesilla. But Mesilla is machmir in this case. Mesilla holds in this case. That Tzrichla Nakev, he said, I did make a Nakev. So this is the story. Okay, again, he sent him olives. He didn't want to eat it because of Basil Shita, that it needs a hole. So he told him, don't worry, it had a hole. Va'afa pisha talmid shamai hoya. Kol ma'isam lo yosa lo k'tibir Basil. Now here, I'm not sure. Who is afa pisha talmid shamai hoya? Is Rabbi Yochanan Hachurani the Talmud of Shamai? Or is Reb Tzadik, the father of Elazar Reb Tzadik, Shammai? You know, as we're saying here about one of these two people, that even though they're a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so what's wrong with the olives? But they were machmir, kamaisam layos, alakdiv Reb Yisrael. So Mele Gemara brings a Rai, Yam Reb Shlomo osu hainu revusei. If Beis Shammai did like that sheet, it's a chiddish. Eliyam Reb Layosu my revusei. That's the chiddish of us, the osu. So he was machmir, kadiv Reb Yisrael. And here the question is, who? Who was the Talmud of Shammai? So what I'd like for tomorrow is you should learn the Tap Taisvis. Taisvis Amali, as two pshatim. And if I understand correctly, Ramesha, Dibris Maisha, I guess this is Ha'arayim Gimel, the one I spoke of before is Ha'arayim Days. If I understand correctly, he's saying that Taisvis two pshatim are totally in who was the Talmud of Shammai. Whether the Talmud of Shammai was Reb Tzadik or Yochanan Hachurani, I think that's my understanding. So Yitzhak Hashem will do that for tomorrow. You have now a couple of hours today, a couple of hours tomorrow before Shir. So I'd like, as quickly as possible, to finish the Amid. The Sugya ends on top of the next Amid, where we end up that Osu by Gufa, Shmamina, Osu Shmamina. So I'd like to finish as much of it as I could for tomorrow. Please put in the time. I appreciate everybody changing the schedules today to be here on the